friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Man trapped at sea spent more than 14 hours clinging to buoy and waiting for rescue. Written by Aaron Brown. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. Imagine this, a man trapped at sea for over half a day. He survives by latching onto a buoy, holding on for his life, and hoping to be rescued. In such a dire situation, all he could do was hope for the best. He was trapped all alone out on the big blue sea. Vadim Perevtilov is the man of this story, the man who can now recount his miraculous rescue while out at sea. The 52-year-old found himself in the water one morning after falling from a cargo ship. He was the acting engineer, but before he realized it, he was in the cold Pacific Ocean and worse, without a life jacket. The morning was so early the sky was still dark. Vadim was alone in the dark and cold water. Those on the cargo ship with him were completely unaware of what happened, so the ship kept going towards its destination, leaving Vadim behind and trapped at sea. Vadim remained floating in the water until the sun finally rose above the waters. With some heat and now some light to brighten his surroundings, he noticed something on the horizon. The black dot he saw turned out to be a fishing buoy. On instinct, he swam to the buoy and clung to it for rest, safety, and the best place to wait for rescue, if rescue ever came. The cargo ship did travel some distance before realizing their engineer was MIA. 6 hours had passed. Once they made the realization, the ship turned around. Using work logs, the ship's crew determined Vadim went missing around 4 a.m. The ship reached out to the French Navy aircraft for aid, though they ultimately found the man trapped at sea. Vadim's son, Marat, also one of the ship's crewmates, said, "He looked about 20 years older and very tired, but he was alive. I probably would have drowned straight away, but he always kept himself fit and healthy, and that's why I think he could survive," Marat added. He also remarked that after working early that February morning, his father went to the deck after feeling hot and dizzy. Marat suspects his father fell into the water sometime around then. Thankfully, this story has a happy ending, with a son and father finding one another again, and an engineer returning to his ship's crew, able to work and live another day. Selfless mom died saving her twin boys after using her body to shield them in crash. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. Hillary Galaska, a heroic mom, died saving her twins during a car crash when she used her own body to shield them from the impact. And her selfless sacrifice goes to show a mother's love knows no bounds. When it comes to protecting her children, a mother is willing to do anything, even give her own life. That's exactly what 29-year-old Hillary Galaska did. In order to protect her twin boys, this heroic mom threw herself on top of them as an SUV came barreling toward their car. It's a tragedy that feels like it never should have happened. The person driving the vehicle that crashed into Hillary's shouldn't have been behind the wheel. Authorities had suspended his license and even had two warrants out on the driver. Sadly, though, in this broken world, another person's bad decisions can often hurt the innocent. The SUV was going 90 miles per hour on an entrance ramp for the interstate when it rear-ended a Saturn. Inside the Saturn was 29-year-old Hillary Galaska and her 5-year-old twin boys. Before the crash, Hillary threw her body over her sons, and this heroic mom died saving her twins, using her own body to shield them from the impact of the crash. "Her body saved them," Hillary's mom, Jody Kelly, said. "The boys say they saw her open her eyes and look at them, and then she closed her eyes, never opened them again. They remember that." The two boys survived with minor injuries, and all because their mother gave her life for them. Knowing the twin boys survived is a comfort, but it doesn't erase the heartbreak of having their mom die. It's an unimaginable anguish the family of Hillary Glaska will have to face for the rest of their lives. "She was my best friend. She's gone now," a heartbroken Jody explains. "It's going to be hard. She was my firstborn. She was so beautiful." The community rallied around Hillary's family, setting up two separate fundraising efforts to help during this time of tragedy. One raised money to cover the funeral expenses, and the other is helping care for the twin boys and the 8-year-old child who wasn't with Hillary during the crash. Please join us in praying for this grieving family. May God send peace and comfort that can only come from Him. "So you have sorrow now, but I will see you again, and your hearts will be glad, and no one will take away your joy." John 16:22.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
In a world where relationships are easily broken and often discarded, the Rebuilding Us Marriage Podcast is your lighthouse, guiding the way to hope, restoration, and transformation in Christ. I'm your host and marriage coach, Dana Shea. Join me as we discuss the necessary tools for rebuilding marriages from adversity, betrayal, and disconnection. It's time to reignite love as we rebuild marriages from the ground up. Listen to the Rebuilding Us Marriage podcast on lifeaudio.com or wherever you get your podcasts.